Welcome to Companion App. You are now listening to a voiceover for our article Types of Bellies and How to Get Rid of Them. When it comes to body shape and size, no two people are exactly alike. One area of the body that many people struggle with is the belly. While some people have a flat and toned midsection, others may have a belly that protrudes or appears bloated. These different types of bellies can be caused by a variety of factors, including hormones, diet, and lifestyle. In this article, we will explore the various types of bellies and provide tips on how to get them in better shape. Gluten belly. Gluten belly is not a medical term or a recognized medical condition. However, it may be a colloquial way of referring to the uncomfortable symptoms that some individuals with gluten sensitivity or celiac disease experience after consuming gluten-containing foods. These symptoms can include bloating, abdominal discomfort, and changes in bowel habits. Here is a more detailed explanation. Gluten sensitivity. Some people may experience digestive symptoms like bloating, gas, diarrhea, or abdominal discomfort after consuming foods that contain gluten. This condition is often referred to as non-celiac gluten sensitivity, NCGS. It is distinct from celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disorder triggered by gluten ingestion. Celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder where the ingestion of gluten leads to damage in the small intestine. This damage can cause a range of gastrointestinal symptoms, including bloating, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. Celiac disease can also cause systemic symptoms and long-term health complications if not managed through a strict gluten-free diet. Gluten intolerance can lead to inflammation and bloating, which can result in a distended belly. To get rid of a gluten belly, it's important to avoid foods that contain gluten. A gluten-free diet that is high in fiber and low in processed foods and sugar can help reduce bloating and inflammation. Stress belly. Stress can lead to weight gain, especially in the belly area. Although the term stress belly is not a medical diagnosis, it's known that high levels of cortisol, a stress hormone that increases fat storage, can cause excess fat in the abdominal area. As you can guess, managing stress is essential for getting rid of stress belly. For that to happen, give stress-reducing activities a chance, such as yoga, meditation, mindfulness practices, or deep breathing exercises. Incorporating mindful eating into your life is a sustainable method for long-term weight management, too. It will change your body's satiety response. Not to mention that regular exercise and adopting healthy eating habits are must-dos for anyone. Menopause belly. During menopause, the body's production of estrogen declines. This can lead to an increase in abdominal fat as the body tries to store fat in this area to compensate for the loss of estrogen. Plus, aging and a decrease in muscle mass can contribute to weight gain and a change in body composition during menopause. Hormonal changes can also affect appetite and metabolism, leading to weight gain. However, lifestyle factors such as a clean diet and regular exercise can play a significant role in managing weight and reducing belly fat. Note that strength training is also very important to stop muscle loss during menopause. Beer belly. This type of belly is especially common among men who consume excessive amounts of alcohol. It is characterized by a round and protruding belly. To get rid of a beer belly, it's important to limit your alcohol intake to one drink per day for women and two drinks per day for men. Additionally, a healthy diet that is low in calories and high in protein, fiber, and healthy fats can help you lose the beer belly fat. Insulin belly. Insulin belly is common among people with type 2 diabetes, who have high insulin levels in the body. It is characterized by excess fat around the waistline. Those who have an insulin belly have to know what to eat when blood sugar is high. A low-carb diet with high amounts of protein and healthy fats can help regulate your insulin levels and reduce belly fat. Intermittent fasting is also very effective at managing blood glucose levels. But if you have type 2 diabetes, you should consult your doctor to find out if starting intermittent fasting is beneficial for your condition, as every physiology is unique. Postpartum belly. How to get rid of postpartum belly fat is a common concern for women who have recently given birth. It is characterized by loose skin and excess fat around the abdominal area. To get rid of a post-pregnancy belly, aka mummy belly or mummy tummy, it's important to give your body time to heal and recover from childbirth. Do not strictly cut on calories during this period as your body requires a lot of energy for breastfeeding and taking care of a baby. Eating healthy and nutritious food and avoiding processed junk food will be just fine. But regular exercise should be a part of your life to tone and tighten the abdominal muscles. You can do cardio exercises at home like plank jacks, mountain climbers, jumping jacks, burpees, and strength training, too. IBS belly. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, is a common gastrointestinal disorder that can cause various symptoms related to the digestive system. It doesn't typically manifest as a physical IBS belly that can be seen, but rather refers to a collection of symptoms and discomfort in the abdominal area. Here is some information about IBS. What is IBS? IBS is a chronic functional disorder of the gastrointestinal tract, which means there is no structural damage or disease that can be detected through routine medical tests. Instead, it is diagnosed based on the presence of specific symptoms and the exclusion of other conditions. Why does it happen? The exact cause of IBS is not fully understood, but it is believed to involve a combination of factors, including abnormal gut motility, the way the intestines move, heightened sensitivity to pain in the digestive tract, and certain triggers such as stress, diet, and hormonal changes. Genetics may also play a role in predisposing some individuals to IBS. What does an IBS belly look like? IBS doesn't have a visual appearance like a rash or a physical injury. Instead, it primarily affects the way a person feels and experiences symptoms in their abdominal area. Common symptoms of IBS include abdominal pain or discomfort. This is often described as cramping or aching and is usually relieved by passing stool. Bloating, a feeling of fullness or swelling in the abdomen. Gas, increased passage of gas. Diarrhea, frequent loose or watery stools. Constipation, difficulty passing stools, often with infrequent bowel movements. Alternating bowel habits, some people with IBS experience both diarrhea and constipation. Visceral fat belly. Visceral fat is a type of fat that surrounds the vital organs in the abdominal area such as the liver, pancreas, and intestines. Unlike subcutaneous fat, which is found just beneath the skin, visceral fat is hidden deep within the body and can be difficult to detect without medical imaging. Excess visceral fat is associated with a range of health problems, including an increased risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers. This is because visceral fat can release harmful chemicals that can affect the functioning of organs and increase inflammation in the body. It's best to consult a medical professional before starting any weight loss regimen as ITLL become easier to have a roadmap if you know what exactly is going on in your body. To sum up, there are different types of bellies, and each requires a different approach to get rid of the excess fat. But incorporating a healthy diet, quitting the sedentary lifestyle, and doing regular exercise are essential in any circumstance to achieve a slimmer, toned, and healthier body.